that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm-fresh taste of Eggland's Best Eggs. Only Eggland's Best hens are fed their proprietary all-vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at jmorrismcm, mutecitymiracles.com,
at titansmcm.
All right, so today talking about the Titans 20-16 loss to the Bengals. We'll start with the call at the end that took the ball, took the chance away from the Titans to be able to maybe drive down and score. Can't say the call decided the game because we don't know what the Titans offense would have done based on, you know, what they had done to that point. I don't know how much hope we have that they would have gone down and scored, but you never know, and they have been pretty good with a two-minute drill. So it's one of those calls where, I mean, I think technically it was the right call. It just seems like at that point in the game, to call that penalty, the hit on the long snapper to the, you know, quote, head and neck area would have needed to be a little bit more egregious than it was. But whatever, it's a penalty. They called it. Titans didn't get the ball back. Bengals were able to run out the clock. You know, but that's not really the story of the game. The story of the game is the Titans were 0-for-3 in the red zone as far as scoring touchdowns. That was the biggest thing yesterday that plagued the Titans, was they weren't able to score touchdowns when they got in the red zone. And, you know, the Titans have been really good in the red zone before yesterday. They hadn't had as many chances in the red zone as you would like. But before yesterday, they had been good in the red zone, couldn't get it done yesterday. I know on the one play where, you know, Tannehill threw the ball to Chigakonkwo, probably threw it too hard, had Robert Woods open. I mean, all those things. I mean, there were missed chances the Titans had that could have changed the way that the game played out. I will say that, you know, overall, I thought Tannehill played well. I think the biggest problem the Titans had yesterday was they got whipped on both lines of scrimmage. And, you know, this has been the theme that we talked about, that the Titans, if they're going to make a playoff run, which I still don't think they're capable of doing, but if they're going to do it, they're going to have a passing game, obviously. They can't have a passing game with this offensive line. I mean, that's just it. And it's better when Ben Jones is in there. Ben Jones didn't play again yesterday. It's better when he's in there, right? I mean, because then you don't have two guys playing out of position. You can move Aaron Brewer back to guard where he is at least serviceable. And I think he's been fine as a center too, but you've got Dylan Radins in there. He got a couple penalties, one of them on a hold. They showed the replay. I'm not really sure where he held, but you know, whatever. But they couldn't get Derrick Henry going at all. And you know, this is a thing that now for three games in a row, they have not been able to get the run game going. Okay. So that's a problem. It's a problem we're not really talking a whole lot about because there have been other issues. But if the Titans are, if they are going to make a deep run, the offensive line is going to have to be better. They're going to have to be able to open holes for Derrick Henry. They're going to have a passing attack. We saw it a little bit in Green Bay. They were able to throw the ball a little bit, but Green Bay's defense is really bad. So, you know, that's the thing as we go forward here. can they figure out anything on the offensive line? The answer, you know, through these games so far, through 11 games, is no, they can't. And so if they're going to make a run, they're going to have to do that. I don't have confidence that they'll be able to do that. We'll kind of watch it play out, see how it goes. Defensively, they couldn't stop the run, and that has not been a problem for them to this point, but they had problems with it yesterday. And the numbers weren't, I mean, it's 28 carries total for the Bengals for 108 yards. Okay, now I think that probably counts the two kneel downs at the end, which brings that average down a little bit. But they weren't able to stop the run like they wanted to yesterday. And an even bigger problem than that probably was the fact that Joe Burrow was able to escape and make things happen with his legs. And we saw that in Kansas City also, that, you know, they would have things bottled up, and then Mahomes would get out, he'd get yards with his legs, and, you know, able to extend drives. So that's kind of been the problem that they've had in these games against these really good teams, defensively at least. You know, and you saw, look, T. Higgins is a really good receiver. He absolutely pushed off on his touchdown. They don't call that, whatever. So, you know, there were some good things. There are still just the highlights of poor play that we've seen throughout the year really came up again yesterday. And ultimately, they're going to have to be able to score more points to win games. They can beat bad teams scoring, you know, whatever their scoring average is now, probably around 18 points per game. They can beat the bad teams on their schedule when they do that. They can win the division doing that. We talked all about that. They'll host a playoff game. Oddly enough, if the season ended today, Titans would be the 3 seed. They'd play the Bengals, you know. But overall, the defense was good enough to win. I mean, you hold a team with 20 points, you should be able to win, right? But they weren't able to do that. Good things offensively. Like I said, I thought Tannehill played pretty well. Only got sacked once. You know, 3 for 291. Didn't have a touchdown. Probably should have. All that stuff is true. But like I said, Derrick Henry, 17 for 38 yards, 2.2 yards per carry. That's not going to get it done. I will say that the receivers have come on. And Treylon Burks, the big play down the field to him where he just jumps up and, you know, mosses the guy basically and to make that play. I mean, that's the type of play you want to see from your number one receiver. And as we see Treylon Burks healthy and play more, I think we should have more hope that he can be that guy. They need another guy, right? I mean, I think Robert Woods is okay. But at this point, I'm not sure how threatening he is as the number two. They're going to need to draft a guy to come in and be opposite Treylon Burks. That is for sure. They need Chigakonkwo on the field more. I know he dropped the pass yesterday, but listen, they're still targeting Jeff Swain. I mean, they only targeted him once, but that's one too many times. Get the guy off the field. I don't know what he does. He tackled Derrick Henry on a run. That's the thing that I can't understand. Play calling was bad again, but Todd Downing is a bad offensive coordinator. I mean, we know that at this point. There's no, like, he's not going to get better. He had a better game in Green Bay, but again, I think that was just a bit against a bad defense. So, you know, some good things. I mean, like I said, 291 passing, that's good. If you could combine that with Derrick Henry running for 100 yards, then you'd have something there. They should be able to do that. They haven't been able to do it to this point. Derrick Henry in the passing game continues to be a really good thing. They don't do it enough. I would throw him 3 or 4 screens a game. You know, they hit him on the one. He goes 70 yards. You know, gets the fumble. Treylon Burks falls in the end zone. I mean, end result there was good. But they need to do it more. The other thing I don't understand is on 3rd and 1, not having Derrick Henry on the field. Okay, I understand that they've struggled in the run game. And there are a couple 3rd and 1s they didn't have him on the field, and they got the first down, and that's great. But the process there is still bad. Have him on the field. Have the threat of handing him the ball. Do an RPO. I mean, there are so many things they can do off of that. I do think that Ryan Tannehill still is bothered by the ankle. I mean, you saw him hobbling around a little bit at one point yesterday. I think it's just not 100% right, so they're not able to do some of the things that they would be able to do with him as far as, like, bootlegs and RPO stuff. But, I mean, they haven't shown that they really want to do that anyway. So I don't know how much that's affecting it. But I think there is room for improvement there. But, again, it feels like – I can't remember what year. I guess it was the Mularkey year, the last Mike Mularkey year, where you felt like, okay, they're this thing or this thing or this thing away from being good on offense, but it was that thing every week. And so at some point you got to be like, well, they're not going to figure out how to do it. We know what's going to have to happen in this offseason. They're going to have to rebuild the line again. They're going to have to get another playmaker again. I mean, the things that have – that have haunted them are still there. And it's going to be there all year. That we know that. You just hope that when they get to the playoffs, they have everybody on defense healthy. Obviously, missing Danico Autry yesterday was a big deal. You hope that defensively they can have everybody healthy, and then you play that game again where you have no margin for error. The defense plays well enough, and hopefully you can be efficient on offense, take advantage of your opportunities, win a game. I mean, that's kind of how they're going to have to play here. Caleb Shudak made his NFL debut as a kicker. He missed a 35-yarder. The wind was swirling, all that stuff. I'm sure that's true. Evan McPherson didn't have any problem making kicks. But, I mean, you know, the jury's out on Shudak. We'll see what happens when Randy Bullock is healthy enough to go. He hasn't been yet. You know, they added Shudak to the 53-man roster. They're not going to carry two kickers, so they're going to have to make a decision on that at some point with Randy Bullock. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know who you have more faith in at this point. They obviously like Shudak. I mean, they've kept him around this whole time while he's been hurt, so they see something there in him. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when both of those guys are healthy. But anyway, so the loss drops the Titans 7-4. Let me slow down a little bit. Still winning the division. The Colts haven't played yet this week. They play the Steelers tonight. Still, they're in good shape as far as the division is concerned. But, you know, now you go to Philadelphia, which is, I mean, a tough chore, obviously. They're 9-1, whatever. Obviously, they're really good. But we talked about how this stretch right here was the toughest stretch that they were going to have on their schedule, right? So you started with Kansas City, Denver, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Philadelphia. Would like to win three of those. They've won two already. I thought they had to win two. They've already done that. So that, you know, when even if they lose in Philadelphia, that puts them at 7-5. And then you've got Jacksonville, the Chargers, Houston, Dallas, Jacksonville again to end the season. I think now we probably should start to talk about Jacksonville being the team that you're worried about coming up in the AFC South. They won in Baltimore, really good game down there. We'll see how that plays out. The good thing is they still have both those games left against the Jaguars. You win both of those, you win the division. I don't think there's any question about that. You split them. Maybe it gets interesting. I don't know. Let's look at Jacksonville's schedule real quick and see what they've got left the rest of the year. Because, I mean, I think they're going to be the team that ends up. So they've got Detroit, Titans, Dallas, the Jets, who apparently are good, Houston, Tennessee. So, I mean, it's kind of the same there. It's going to come down probably to how those two games go. I think the Titans are better than Jaguars. Jaguars have been playing better lately. They have competent coaching this year. So, you know, that makes them more of a threat than they were in the past. But look, I don't think we learned anything that we didn't already know about the Titans in this game. They are deficient on the offensive line. They are deficient on defense when guys aren't healthy, when Danico Autry's not out there. Bud Dupree needs to make more of an impact. They're paying him a bunch of money. He's been good at times this year, but didn't make any plays yesterday to help the team win. So they need stuff from him. I mean, he's making $17 million. You got to be able to make some plays on your own, even when you don't have the other guys out there. That's what we watch, right? It's how healthy can they get on defense? Where do these guys, when do they get back? If they can be effective in that way, then I think they can do something in the playoffs. They're not going to win a Super Bowl, but, you know, maybe you get a break here or there. Who knows? But the offensive line play's got to be better. They got to be able to get Derrick Henry going. They haven't done that the last few weeks. Still won a couple games, but without Derrick Henry being, you know, King Henry, it's hard to see how this team's going to win games. But I do find encouragement in Treylon Burks, in Chig Okonkwo. I think you've got a couple pieces there. Add a couple more things there, shore up the line. I think you can have a good team going forward. Tannehill's been good. Hey, I think he's the quarterback next year. I mean, again, we're looking forward when there's still a lot of football left to be played. But it was a disappointing loss for sure. You would have liked to pay the Bengals back for the loss last year. It, obviously not the same, you know, stakes and all that stuff, so it wouldn't have been as big of a thing as maybe you want it to be, but it would have been a little something. But now, I mean, the Titans are 0-3 against Joe Burrow, and like I said, if the season ended today, they'd be playing the Bengals in the first round. I think the Bengals probably end up winning the AFC North, so I doubt that the Bengals are the Titans' first-round opponent, but we'll see. And, I mean, the Bengals played yesterday without Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon, two of their best offensive players, two of their best three or four offensive players. So It was a prime spot to be able to pick up a win at home with those guys down. They weren't able to do it. You would have liked to have seen it done. It doesn't end the season. It looked like they came out of the game pretty healthy. So as soon as they can get Autry back, maybe you could build on some things. But we'll have to watch and see. All right, that'll do it for today. MuseumMiracles.com is your place to check out everything you need to know about the Titans moving forward. We'll have all the updates from Mike Vrabel's press conference today. Anything else that comes up during the week. So check that out. Like I said, I'm at J Morris MCM on Twitter. At Titans MCM is the official account of the blog. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later.